Welcome back. One last blast here on Inside Agriculture. Late last week, we saw a retreat in the cattle markets. Brian Doherty, Senior Market Advisor for Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson, says it appears the funds are backing off long positions in the market.
You're seeing what I think is some exit by funds. They've been strongly long the cattle when it flipped over last week, but you've had weaker cutout values as well, and they've taken a pretty good hit this week. So the combination of the two puts the market in motion. It uncovers sell stop orders, which are sales that aren't necessarily intended, but they happen when you're either exiting a long position or establishing a new short position. So you get a combination of things, and that's why sometimes the markets move really fast. It's because you've got different angles all coming together at one point.
What does this mean for the immediate future of the cattle markets, given the still strong demand for beef?
I'm not concerned that there's going to be a whole bunch of shorts coming on the big picture perspective. On the near-term picture perspective, I am concerned that there's technical weakness in front of the market and money flow, but from the supply side, they just aren't there. And the cattle inventory report this last week confirmed that. We're down 1% from last year. When does this herd stop shrinking? That's a good question.
Beef supplies still remain tight.
You know, the market doesn't move on your timetable or mine, but when you look at who's producing calves, there's too much bird in hand right now. So I think things stay tight. The auction barns are still active. Still, they've been incredibly active with high prices. What'll probably cool the market down a little bit is some of these last batch of feeders that have been bought at record high prices. The producer bought them on hope. There was nothing to lock in there, so as a profit for most at least. So that leaves the market vulnerable to a lack of new buy interest.
Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing, down at CattleCon in San Antonio. Also at CattleCon, Kevin Good, Vice President of Market Analysis at CattleFax.
As we go through this year, we're forecasting beef production to be down about 4%. 4% from a production standpoint is basically a billion pounds. And so when we think about the head count, I actually slaughter will be down roughly 3% on the fed side, down close to 10% on the cow side. But then on the offset there, as we would suggest, that carcass weights will be heavier for the year. We do get it. We've had a lot of adverse weather over the last 30 days, and carcass weights, particularly in Kansas and Nebraska, have dropped substantially. But on average through the year, you know, with grain costs where they're at, value fed cattle, we'll continue to feed cattle more days to heavier weights, particularly in the second half of the year.
Kevin Good, Cattle Facts. All right, this is Inside Agriculture. Thank you for tuning in and turning us on. We'll be back tomorrow morning right here.